Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Data Patterns (India) Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Monali Jain from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Anuja. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Data Patterns (India) Limited earnings call to discuss the Q3 and nine-month FY24 results. We have on the call Mr. S. Rangarajan, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Venkata Subramanian, Chief Financial Officer. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. May I now request Mr. Rangarajan to take us through the company's business outlook and financial highlights, subsequent to which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Monali. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us today for Q3 and nine-month FY24 results call. I hope you had a chance to go through the earnings presentation, which is available on both the stock exchanges and on our website. Before Venkata guides us through the financial results, I would like to provide a brief overview of significant updates and key highlights for this quarter. It brings me great pleasure to announce that we've achieved another profitable quarter, underlying our consistent growth strategy. In Q3 FY24, our order book exhibited a year-on-year growth of 8%, reaching 9.6 billion rupees. The order inflow for the quarter amounted to rupees 9.9 billion. The company has strategically aligned itself to leverage favorable industry conditions, particularly in the anticipated tailwinds from government policies driving a 15% CAGR in India's defense production. Projections further suggest that the defense outlay in India is expected to grow at a CAGR of 12%, reaching $147 billion over FY25-29 period. Our organization is well positioned to capitalize on this growth, aligning with the broader government strategy aimed at advancing the aerospace and defense industries. This anticipated growth is backed by initiatives such as Atmanirbhar Bharat, positive indigenous change list, and the defense modernization plan, resulting in a robust order pipeline for the Indian defense industry. These strategic measures are poised to contribute significantly to our company's success in the evolving landscape of the defense sector. In Q3 FY24, we secured the following significant orders, including two avionics development orders received worth 439 million and rupees 101 million from DRDO and Department of Space, respectively. One avionics production order was received from DRDO worth 167 million. Two EW production orders were received from BEL and DRDO worth rupees 42 million and 43 million, respectively. One naval production order and one AT production order were received from BEL and BDL, respectively. These orders were worth rupees 42 million and 22 million each. Moving on to brief financial overview, in Q3 FY24, our operational revenue surged 25% year-on-year, reaching rupees 139.5 crores. Over the span of nine months, it has been a substantial 26% year-on-year growth. Sustaining strong performance, gross profit margins maintained a robust 68% and 66% year-on-year and in Q3, year-on-year in Q3 and nine-month FY24, respectively. EBITDA demonstrated a notable increase of 28% year-on-year in Q3. In nine-month FY24, EBITDA achieved an impressive growth of 31%. Keeping the secular tailwinds in mind, we have outlined our strategic priorities for the next 2 years. Capitalizing on promising opportunities in radar, electronic warfare, and satellite markets, greater expansion in the export markets by actively pursuing various prospects in collaboration with domestic competitors, active participation in contracts worth 20-30 billion over the next 3-4 years. At this point, I'll pass the floor to Venkat for his comments.
Thank you, sir, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are delighted to report outstanding performance in Q3 and nine months FY 2024. Let me provide an overview of the financial results. In nine months FY 2024, revenue from operations experienced a substantial 26% year-on-year surge, reaching to 3,375 million. Nine months gross margin stood at 66%, supported by a robust revenue mix. Development contracts contributed to 40% of the revenue mix. Production accounted for 55%, and service demonstrated a growth of 5%, showcasing progress across all three categories. EBITDA demonstrated a strong growth of 31% year-on-year, reaching to 1,286 million, with an EBITDA margin of 38%. Profit before tax reached 1,468 million, while profit after tax witnessed a significant 61% year-on-year increase to 1,106 million. In Q3 FY 2024, revenues displayed a year-on-year increase of 25%, totaling to 1,395 million. Development contracts contributed to 26%. Production contracts contributed to 69%, highlighting the diverse revenue streams. Service contracts contributed to approximately 5% in Q3, emphasizing our comprehensive offerings. Robust gross margins were effectively maintained at 68%. Profit before tax stood at 657 million. Profit after tax experienced an impressive 53% growth, reaching 510 million. Our balance sheet remains net debt-free, reflecting prudent financial management. Operational efficiency remains our key factor, targeting a working capital cycle of approximately 240-270 days within the next couple of years. At the end of January 2024, we hold over 690 crore in cash and cash equivalents, signifying our strong financial stability and liquidity. Overall, Q3 and nine months FY 2024 showcased a robust performance, instilling confidence in a steady growth momentum for the upcoming year. With this, we will now proceed to the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Renu Baid Pugalia from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, good morning, team. My first question would be, Rafael, to understand a bit more on, I think operationally, while we have done pretty well, order inflows have been a bit concerning. It's been nine months and, numbers are quite weak. So can you share inputs in terms of, where do you think we may land up the year fiscal 2024 in terms of order flow, especially update on Arudhra and Himshakti, which have been now delayed for more than 18 months? And overall, how is the order pipeline looking for fiscal 2024 and 2025? That's the first question.
Yeah. Thank you, Renu. There has been a delay in whatever expected contracts, because contracts to BEL and some of the other organizations got delayed. Back-to-back, there's been a delay. Though they have received orders, we are now working with them to see when the contracts will happen. The dialogue is on, discussions and negotiations are on with various participants. and we expect, in the next 2 to 3 months, some contracts to extend a few hundred crores to come, and probably by the first quarter of 2024-25, we expect another few hundred crores contract. These are all single vendor orders, and like we said earlier, I think 500-600 crores of additional contract is expected in the next 4 to 6 months time, which we will execute. On top of that, based on contracts we are executing last year, repeat contracts also are expected. Only the timeline is a bit hazy now, but as and when the trials are happening, we will get clarity during the first quarter 24 what kind of contracts we are getting. On the other hand, we are also participating in competitive bids. So we will have some clarity probably in the next 2 to 3 months. We should be able to give you a clear picture probably during the results announcement after this year.
Right. On the competitive bids, would the election code of conduct be applicable, say, for example, if elections are announced in early March, would that impact the finalization of competitive bid orders to post-elections, or do you think they will go ahead irrespective of the model code of conduct?
No. This has got nothing to do with the government code of conduct. These are all funded programs in the department, various kinds of departments, so that the processing will continue. It's got nothing to do with what is happening in the elections.
Right. And since you mentioned that almost 5 to 6 billion worth of orders should be coming in the next 2 quarters or so, would that also imply that for current year, which is just 2 months to close, we may actually be short of last year level of 900 crores, which directly or indirectly will also have an implication on the execution, which is pegged for fiscal 25?
I think we should be around the same range by year end, because we're expecting like a few hundred crores orders. Already we have about 1,000-odd crores now, and whatever is to be executed, we require it to be keep the last year order book status similar. We require over a couple of hundred crores, which already quotations have gone, and the orders will probably exceed that. So we will be marginally more than last year order book starting April 1st is what we believe. If contract gets finalized as we expect them to be, because they are in negotiation now. I don't think
right. So order backlog is expected to be more, or order inflows is expected to be more?
As of April this year, the order backlog or orders on hand position is slightly more than last year is what we believe.
Got it.
Last quarter.
Sure. So secondly, in terms of, can you share updates in terms of how is the developmental order for the surveillance radar going on? And are we on track with respect to billing these projects in the next fiscal year?
Yeah, that is on track. On track meaning what, there is delay, but that is to be expected because it's a very complex kind of product. But all the designs have been completed. So now it is in the fabrication and testing stage. So we are okay on that. I think next year we should deliver these systems.
And one of the systems will be delivered, or both will be completed?
You'd like to complete both. It all depends on subcontractor timelines. As far as electronics concerned, where we have in control, we are very much in place, and all the designs are completed. So the testing has already started. So we will be in line. It all depends on how the subcontractor really deliver. But I think we should be in line is what I expect.
Got it. And lastly, if you look at the disclosures, there doesn't seem to be much usage of funds from the QIP proceeds for Make-2 programs. So can you share updates? Where are we in terms of stepping up investments for these long lead Make-2 programs in terms of technology development? And any potential updates on technology tie-ups or JVs with foreign OEMs on this?
Okay, see, the QIP funds is not necessarily only for Make-2 programs. We have participated in one Make-2 and one Make-1 and one Make-2. Make-2 is actually an advanced stage of design and development. While the expenses are not reflected in the QIP funds, this is because we are doing more development now. Development is coming to a completion, and some of the component order has happened. We also wanted to get clarity on how do you account this development properly with respect to QIP funds. The discussion is on with our auditor. That is not finalized now. So whatever design development we booked on our own name will get transferred to that account as and when this clarity is emerging. So we are already on in that. And second is, any kind of large development of this nature, their product is very, very complex. It goes through many trials. The initial kick-in in terms of expense will be limited to only design. And then when the prototypes are getting built and certifications happen and trials happen, the cost build-up really happens. So it's a longer-term kind of a play. That is why we wanted to get financial closure, because we didn't want to have only one-off development. So we took a chunk of money to put it into various kinds of development programs. We already started deploying it. The design is started. Deployment is smaller, but it will pick up during the course of coming year. We also, once based on the development, we also have put some capital equipment infrastructure for manufacturing. Post delivery, we need to get that infrastructure done so that we can address the expected order book. All this will happen in the next 2 years.
Got it. Got it. Thanks much, and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone to ask questions. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dipen Vakil from InCred Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations on a good set of numbers. So my first question is on your robust revenue mix that you mentioned. So is it right for us to assume that contracts or the revenue that you receive from MOD have a slightly better margin compared to, say, other competitors?
See, MOD business is typically a competitive business. So we can't say we get better margins or lower margin, if at all it happens. But either which way, none of these buildings were done this year, except we have few things which we got ordered about a few years back, we delivered of that. But the contracts we're talking on hand and all that is not an MOD direct contract. These are all DRDO contracts, so Department of Space contracts, and as well as contracts from various PSUs like BEL and HAL, etc. We don't have a direct contract. Today we started quoting. We've got a Make-2 program which we're developing against MOD, a tender. Similarly, a tender has been released for larger radar where we're participating. We have only participated in the radar now only. So the MOD tenders will start over a period of time. As of now, the dependence is on DRDO-driven programs and the follow-on orders from DPSUs what we're executing. The transition to MOD tenders is in the phase, and it is to take kickstart over the next few years' time.
Got it, sir. So my next question is, sir, this time we have booked some strong revenues coming in from BrahMos. So is there any update on the Seeker, and what was it? Can you throw some light more on the revenue from BrahMos?
Revenue from BrahMos, we have a little bit of order left from whatever earlier order, which is planned to be executed either this quarter or next quarter, depending on their, we are ready, but depends on acceptance, whether it will get built this quarter or next quarter, we're not very sure. And as regards the Seeker, we're still awaiting the final trials of the Seeker. It is not in our hands. The products are with DRDO. They have to conduct the Seeker trials, and that is somehow got postponed. We are not aware why it's getting postponed. But as and when that gets done, it's expected that the contracts should happen after successful trials. It is important because India wants to do more in India. So, and we're also very much more cost-effective rather than imported Seekers. We expect that should kick in. But I'm not able to answer this question because the trials have to get completed. That is why we were not positioned or, placed a future contract. We not planned everything as of now. But what we hear from informed sources is that it's very much under consideration and things should happen fast.
Got it.
On top of that, there is also some orders expected, additional orders which are expecting from the services, MOD, from most back-to-back, they are also saying we should also get some more orders. The details are not, as of now, available, but in the next few months, we'll know what orders are happening.
Got it, sir. So my last question is on the lines of, sir, we have currently our order book is close to around 1,000 crores. So within this order book, are there any slow-moving orders which have been sitting in our order book for quite some time and execution is slow due to things not in our hands?
No, no. All these orders, we got an order for the radar contracts about a year back. We will probably be executing another this year. This coming financial year, we should be able to execute it. So all are 2-3-year kind of deliverables. So there's nothing what we keep, slow orders is not there. These are all, most of it will get executed. And also, we're more expecting more orders this year, this quarter and next quarter. We're expecting even some of those orders which we expect this quarter and next quarter, the order is supposed to be executed next year, 2024-25. We expect that also to be executed next year. We are preparing ourselves for this kind of contract. As soon as it happens, how do we execute quickly? So in parallel, we are putting infrastructure to see that the execution happens.
Got it, sir. So thank you for your commentary on the order book and order inflow. We hope Data Patterns receive some great orders in coming future. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. I repeat, you can press star and one to ask a question. Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Sumant Kumar from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Can you talk about your working capital target for coming years? Working capital days?
We are targeting the working capital cycle to be around 240-270 days over the next couple of years. It's coming down now because inventory cycles are expected to come down because we have been keeping some higher inventory due to the COVID pandemic-related supply chain issues. Those things are not going to be there. And our revenue on a quarter-on-quarter also is now reasonably evening out. Considering all that, we expect the working capital cycle to come down to 240-270 days over the next couple of years.
Okay. Now, talking about the order inflow, as per the PPT, 9 months FY23, we have a 6,800, and this year, 9 months, we have a 3,700 plus, and also development mix has reduced. So can you comment on the momentum of order inflow going forward, and also the development side, the mix is lower. So what we can conclude from here?
There are a number of programs we are working on where the contract, there are two things. Order expected is coming based on earlier delivered contracts and production order coming to PSUs and back-to-back orders coming to us. There are two programs which Renu was saying, top in it, Arudhra and Him Shakti. This is under discussion, so some contract should happen is what we believe. There are other than that, some more new programs being initiated by DRDO on a fast delivery basis. We are also expecting those contracts. Some of them are single vendor contracts, which we will get in the probably next 5-6 months time. So I think the order position will start growing this quarter, next quarter, it will start growing. And whatever predictions we are giving you is all based on single vendor contracts, because we can't predict what will happen on a competitive bid. So whatever we are predicting, growth is all on single vendor. If the competitive bid happens, that will be extra to whatever we are predicting. This is one portion. Second, also, we are trying to look at outside India requirements, and some inquiries have come from U.K., which is again based on whatever we delivered earlier. So those things also should kick in. So, and we are also looking outside India for development work to U.S. organizations. So, I think, we are trying to look at broad-basing our order book. One is DRDO, PSUs, MOD. Third is also looking at exports. If we exceed exports now, in the next 3-4 years, we'll start bringing reasonable amount of export contracts. So that also work has started.
Talking about the export and global opportunity, currently we are in U.K. Are we exploring and any other countries and any information?
We have contracts from Europe, from U.K. and Europe. We also have a contract from Korea, which we are executing probably this year. The U.K. contracts, will be or a 2 or 3 year deliverable. So we are delivering every month systems to them as per their requirement. The other two countries we're talking about is to be executed as a project, which will execute probably in the coming year. That is, the next financial year we will execute it. This contracts to export, which I think we need to work on it. We need to look at our competencies and see how we can build based on built specifications kind of equipment. So normally what happens, those company countries give bid to print because the margins are over. Though we have a manufacturing infrastructure which is in line with international systems, our preference is to do value-added exports. So we want to seek them. So that we have started as an initiative now and going to do this. The third important thing which we have taken QAB money, we have not talked about at all. There a lot of work is being put into development. We increase the scale of people, you know, more than 700 engineers in data patterns. In the last 1 year, I think more than 30% increase in our staff is also there. So we are actually putting infrastructure in terms of capability, people, training, all of those things so that we can scale the business in the next 5 years time frame. Expecting these contracts, see the let the contracts happen, also see the execution happen spotlessly on time. So a lot of whole round work is happening actually in the company.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gagan Thareja from ASK Investment Manager. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sir, the first question is that given your current order book position or, you know, the order book position that you expect to close the year with, would it be possible to maintain, you know, the 25% top line growth that we've seen thus far and that you've been guiding for over the next 2 years? Because I think year on year, the order book that you'll end FY24 will not be 25% up from last year number.
Like I said, the expected growth of orders in the next 2 quarters. That's also what we delivered last year on trials. Repeat orders are also expected as we go along. See that the trend is maintained, whatever we had told you, 20-25% upline growth. We expect that to maintain for the next 2 years. There are a lot of simulator orders which we are expecting, so that should also take care of the requirements. As of now, the guidance remains. During the course of next year, if there is an issue in terms of order intake, we will always inform you. But as of now, I think this is happening. And we also expect some contribution from the 3B funds where we put in product development effort. Some of them, they, after we demonstrate, we expect some contracts picking for those programs, even for flight, and this will also help in seeing that the next year order book, we're able to deliver our expectations.
Cumulatively, you know, your order pipeline looks in numbers, if you could enumerate what could be the size of the order pipeline that you have available for FY25. I understand first quarter you're indicating next year could be 300 crores, fourth quarter this year could be 200 crores of intake. But thereafter, in the next 3 quarters for the following financial year of FY25, what, you know, order pipeline would you have? Would you be able to maintain 300 crores sort of a run rate in order intake after post 1Q of next year?
I think we will comment on the order intake next year, probably next call, that is post this year. We'll have more clarity. I don't want to give vague numbers today. We have indicative numbers and you know, we will probably give you in the next 4 to 5 months, we'll give much more clarity on contracts. But what I can say is, based on the requirements coming up, I think 600 to 800 crores of additional orders is going to come. It will take care of our next 2 years of delivery. And some of them will be executed itself. On top of which, we are also building.
You were not audible, sir. I'm sorry. I was not able to hear you very clearly when you made the last statement. Could you just repeat it? My apologies, sir. I couldn't hear you very clearly.
The first is I would like to give a proper forecast, probably another 3-4 months down the line, not presently. We're working on some few contract negotiations and on. But we expect some, at least 600 to 800 crores of orders happening in the next 2 quarters, which will go. And also some additional orders on based on what we delivered earlier. We expect some repeat orders to happen. And so few new programs are kicked in. They will also start making proposals. And if this were to happen on an urgent basis, where things have happened in 1 year, we are well positioned to deliver those products. So we have much more clarity after about 4-5 months. We'll let you know.
And the BrahMos orders, whenever they come through after the trials, what could be, you know, the size and tenure? If you could give us some, you know, broad brush idea of that, it would be helpful. Because I presume BrahMos has very sizable missile orders running into almost 30,000 crores worth of BrahMos orders, plus the newer generation BrahMos missiles are also in the pipeline. So seekers would be a continuous requirement. If you could give us some idea of what's the size of work that's possible there.
They have not given us any indicative numbers for me to pass it on to you. So I think it's a bit premature. Let the BrahMos flight trials get over. Let them give an inquiry and then we know what kind of time frames they're looking at. I can only tell you one thing, though Government of India or BrahMos thinks that, you know, our ramping up manufacturing will take time. As against what is thought, we will ramp up manufacturing very quickly. We have a phenomenal infrastructure created and our delivery mechanisms are very, very good. So we probably, if contracts come, we will deliver ahead, is what we believe, as long as the customer is willing to accept it. So we need to wait and watch what really happens. And BrahMos NG is still not flown. So, we don't want to comment on these things at the present moment. We don't have much data. We have some kind of news, but we don't have validated information for all of this.
Okay. Right, sir. And the QIP fund usage, if you could give us, some idea of the timeline of how those funds will be used and over what time will they be exhausted? And secondly, what will be the CAPEX program for next year?
We thought that we will spend this over the 2 to 3 years time with QIB. We just started the development work a few months back. This first initial is get onto the benchmark specification document, get it ratified and put the project positioning the people in place. This has all happened. So actual development has started in four programs have started active design. And contract ordering and all has started. So we have to do a few more programs, and that's because we are trying to allocate the money and the time of people to things which can happen faster and the contracts can happen faster and there's a need in the market. So we are pushing like this, but I think 2 to 3 years is what we have kept in mind. And now that the cash collection is fairly good, we can also look at opportunities if it comes our way for some acquisition mergers also we can consider over the next 1 to 2 years time, because we have cash on hand and we are generating cash. So we are also looking at this kind of growth also as we go along. But presently, no decision is taken internally by the board or us to see how to do this, but we are open to all these things as we go along.
And the CAPEX next year could be?
And pardon?
What would be the... the capital.
I can't hear you at all. If you talk a bit loudly.
Just asking what could be the capital expenditure plan for or budget for this year and the following year?
Following year, we will be able to spend, we are planning to spend about 100 plus crores on CapEx. The timing of the CapEx will announce next quarter because, we are doing the budgeting exercise now. And based on what is necessary for each program, program managers will tell what is necessary for infrastructure creation, for testing and manufacturing. They are awaiting this actual internal design details to get completed before it will be formulated. But yes, we are looking at some 100 crores of infrastructure creation.
Right. And while you indicate that over 2 years you intend to bring the working capital down to 240 to 270 days, what level does it stand today at?
It stands similar to our September quarter. It's around 300 odd days of net working capital days. Couple of factors I told you initially in the call, like for example, inventory days is likely to come down because there's not going to be pressure because of the pandemic which we've had in the couple of previous years. And also now the production contract executions are increasing and with the result, collection cycles are going to come down. So all these things are expected to result in reduction in the working capital days over the next 2 years.
Right. And sir, in yesterday's budget, I think two, three interesting things came out. One is, I think funds for the Sukhoi upgrade were sort of approved, if I understood it correctly. HAL has already been given AON for Sukhoi upgrades, LCH orders and LUH orders. I presume there's substantial avionics work there that you are in a very competent position to undertake. Your assessment of what the addressable opportunity could be for you in this area, and over what time frame can this materialize?
The very idea of going for QAB is to increase our total addressable market, and whatever the budget we have talked about yesterday, these are all expected to happen. And only addressing these requirements, we have already started the product development activities. We want to increase our addressable market to 15,000 to 20,000 crores. So we are building products so that we can address this. There are two ways of doing it. Once you collaborate with foreigners and do a work share and build here, we are actually doing largely our own design where IP creation is done in-house in India. And then building this kind of capability and products, which is world class. So that development is on. And we'll be happy to listen to the finance minister that, the allocations have gone up and they're looking at upgraded allocations and things like that, which is in line with what our expectations are and what we're working towards addressing those markets. Also, the second thing, what is loan, interest-free loan kind of thing, or low interest so long-term for deployment to private sector for sunrise industries is also a very welcome thing. We didn't expect these things, but the government is doing the right thing to build more value creation within the country and more R&D can be done in the country. It's very good. Though we ourselves are, we have taken the QIB and now we are generating cash. We're not looking at any kind of loan at the present moment, but this for the industry is very good.
And sir, semiconductor testing is also being incentivized in India under the PLI scheme. Is it an area of interest for you? I think there's lots of movement on the electronic manufacturing space. Would it be of interest to you to look at those opportunities?
I'll tell you, we do all of electronics. We build our own test systems. That's why the company started with building ATEs and automatic test equipment. There's a fair amount of competency in all these areas. And the electronics covers from nanovolt, microvolt to microwave and high voltage up to 40 kV. We do all of them in-house. But what happens though, he says, is we write the code, embedded code, any OS, without OS, we write code. Competencies exist. In any area of business, you need to have a domain familiarity. Okay, and that makes the difference between capability and product. The transition based on domain. So you say, IC testing and all that. Yes, we have a competency, but that's not a focus point in our company. Today, our focus is a very large, very, very large, market in India on the defense. It is actually untouched. They are used to importing all of those systems in India. What we need to do is bring the capability, add more capability in domain and build product competency to build complete products and get it validated in the field. That is going to be the challenge. But if we can do that, then we access markets. We have access to markets that are very, very large. And Though, one more thing which has happened is, though people never, the foreigners ever took it seriously, they thought, it's just old wine in new bottle. We continue to import. Those a little bit is happening like that. I think people are getting to understand that this is, our government is serious to do more in India. So, the last 2 weeks itself, we've had large, very, very large multinationals visiting us and saying, okay, what can we do together? The joint design is possible. But India doesn't have capability. Only that I can take from them and design around that. So these things are opening up an enormous amount of product competencies which can come. And with the money, access to money which we have in the bank, and there's a direct need of such requirements, we're also thinking very much as to how to do this, because there is overlap competencies for these kind of programs which we can address. So very interesting time actually. So this is not the time for us to really focus on some other program, try to get new domain, get into things which is going to take time. Though the PLI and things like this there, I think we should not, our infrastructure and capability built in, I think we should not refocus that in other areas of energy. So we are very focused on this development in defense and aerospace. Address the huge opportunities coming our way. And second is build an export market in the next 3 to 4 years' time to see that we are not only government-centric business is not being done. And we're looking at commercial markets outside India. It gives you regular revenue on a month-on-month revenue. The annuity business is there, or which is fixed for 5 years, 10 years, so bring stability into the company. So today we are all in project mode contracts, which also gives instability or lumpiness. We need to change over from, though we don't want to let go of this because the competency model exists to address the market, we also have to even out the whole thing into annuity business and monthly business. With not just the production business, which is low value addition, but a higher value addition kind of business which is possible outside India. So our focus is somewhere there. I'm trying to see how do I address these markets. So we're trying to put manpower, infrastructure, and start marketing in those areas.
Okay. Finally, sir, could you flesh out the succession planning steps that the board and the company would have taken? This, you alluded to this in the past that you intend to flesh out the plan. If anything further has subsequently been done, could you inform us on that?
Yeah, this is a major initiative, and one of the major requirements of the board is that we will work on a succession plan system and put a timeline for see that it is in place. So first thing we got is strengthening our HR team. We got a head of HR which is a very senior guy who's working out of Infosys. He joined us 1 year back, about 9 to 10 months back. And he'd been tasked to building his own team to see that we create whatever bandwidth necessary and also knowledge base necessary to initiate the succession plan process. Matter of fact, only 3 days back we had the NRC, whole day NRC on what we've done on succession planning with HR. They've done an excellent job. So we started the identifying the skill matrix, what is necessary, the gap in skills, various levels of management and junior level, where the interventions are necessary, where training is necessary, where inclusion is possible, assessment center. We talked about a whole lot of stuff, and a lot of activity by bringing external consultants, and also whether we can, where are the areas where homegrown culture clashes are there, and what do you want to do from bringing external people into the picture. So a lot of decisions are taking place, and timelines have been set by the board to see how to take this forward. So we are very actively pursuing the succession planning at various levels. At my level, we've already involved the COO to join the board last year, and he's operational. He's actually, the company being managed by him today with his team of engineers and managers. So we are on the job. We understand the seriousness of this, especially since the company is growing rapidly, and we're going to look at 5 years from now, our targets are going to be very, very different from what we set ourselves today. And that, a lot of money is being spent on product development. We need to see that the company is well-rounded and can not only look at the expansion, but also deliver on time quality products and scale the company. So this is a very serious aspect, and we have given adequate importance to this. And we are on the job.
Thanks, sir. Wish you all the best. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, In order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we will request you to rejoin the queue. Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Farooq Pandole from Avista Fund Management. Please go ahead. Farooq, you're not audible.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Good morning. Congratulations on the good set of numbers. I just wanted to ask, you know, I had more sort of a general question regarding two aspects that you touched upon through the call. One is on exports. I mean, typically, you know, what is our entry strategy into markets? Which are the markets we are looking at? You know, typical markets that we would be looking at going forward. Is the composition of work that we are doing pretty similar to what we do in India? And also, you mentioned about inorganic opportunities. And, you know, if you had a wish list of broad contours of what an ideal sort of acquisition target would look like, what would that be? And also, sorry, I missed earlier when you mentioned, what is the cash amount on the books as of the end of the quarter?
Okay, let us bottom up the loop. On the cash, I think Pedro just said about 690 crores of cash equivalents as of today, as of January 31st.
690 crores.
Yeah, that's right. So that is one. Second is, as far as inorganic wish list, I don't think I should comment at this present moment. This is under deliberation within the office and our board. We will have to do the strategic thinking within the organization, come out of the list and put some small group of people in charge to take on this. This is discussed in the board and we need to do some homework before we come to that list. So I have something in my mind, but I think it's a bit premature to talk about it on the call. We'll come to it at an appropriate time. As far as the exports are concerned, there can be two kinds of things, defense as well as non-defense. Defense can happen provided we build complete solutions here, it's deployed in India, the same as exportable outside. So towards that, whatever products we are now putting in QAP in whatever development we are doing, we are trying to see the end system is done, designed by us. What has happened all along is when we work with DRDO, we do part of a system. And that part of a system is not exportable directly to any kind of country. So it's, you know, we don't have the software, we don't have the necessary other parts of the entire system. So the direction is to try to build full systems which is exportable, which is what we're trying to do now. And this is on our own, we're trying to build systems. We have orders both from South Korea and from Europe for complete system of radars, which has been designed earlier by us. We need to put in some gaps. And then we won some contracts and open tenders, and these are going to be exported. But more importantly, there is going to be a lot of work which has to be done to build complete systems, all the make tools and other things which we are now trying to put even against the QAP funds we are developing. Once that matures into full product and field testing, the same will be exported outside India. So so this is one aspect. We need this, it's WIP, we need to go ahead and keep doing it. Second is non-defense. Again, we don't want to do we want to do, you know, critical systems, because defense systems like that where safety critical and advanced technologies are used is what we're trying to focus on, because then the development cycle, the focus on how do you design, how do you produce, those kind of things you learn then can be reused in those areas. So again, we're trying to address those markets, but in civilian requirements, non-defense requirements. So I can only talk about it now at this present point like this. I don't have a contract for this. We just started making inroads, making proposals, and seeing that we get our feet wet initially. And once we do that, this will be a slow process, but can accelerate into very large businesses, provided we get the first wins. So, since we have the funds now, I think we can invest in these things for future growth. So towards that, efforts are being taken.
Great. Thanks, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Sushil Agarwal from NPCC Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Firstly, congratulations for very good numbers. I want to check one thing, that this Dornier and LCA helicopter orders have been awarded to HAL and other companies. So do we get inquiries from them for avionics and electronics from them?
Presently, we are doing the Dornier upgrade for Navy. Originally, the idea was to import the sensors. But DRDO intervened and said they can deliver it quite quickly in 1 year. So the import has stopped, and Navy has given opportunity for DRDO and the industry to participate and see that it can deliver. Back-to-back, DRDO has given us an order of two areas. One is in radars, other is in electronic warfare, ESM. And we got the contract February, April, 9-10 months back. We are in schedule. The product has been delivered to the first units. Other units are under testing. So I think it will go in the next few months, 2 months or whatever it is, in flight testing. So there is some portion we are doing. Back-to-back, once flight tests are over, whatever upgrade program we expect, some back-to-back contracts, provided, of course, it meets the Navy's requirements, which, of course, DRDO is ensuring it's going to meet. We are doing our end of the job to see that it meets the requirements and specifications. Regarding LCA, we already have some parts of it already there from 2005. We have some cockpit displays flying. We have an order from HAL for this. It is under delivery. So we're doing that. Similarly, mission systems for LCA. We replaced all the imported systems, and we have orders for that. And also we're executing. This year, I think we'll finish whatever orders are there. We'll finish that in March is what we expect. But the new more orders will come next year. We can watch. So, and then we have the radar warning receiver we have delivered. We have some contracts for LCA, Kwakune, that is being delivered. And I expect the flight performance of what has been flying in LCA is very, very good. The customer is quite happy. So if all this works out fine, maybe there will be additional orders coming for the larger Mark 1A program. But at this present moment, we're not putting it as part of our, we're not projected it, because it has to go to trial, and Air Force has to take a decision and how it's going to happen. All the integrated systems, sensors are going to be integrated into LCA. They'll take a formal approach of what to do. But we have something going there, and hopefully we should get more orders as we go along.
Because my point was, recently, about 2 months back, Ministry of Defense had placed a large amount of orders for this LCA with the HAL. So will we have to participate in competitive tenders for them, or based on our development, we'll be getting those orders?
No, I don't know which order you're talking about. I think the announcement was there, more LCA Mark 1As will be procured. More of an announcement, and rather than a contract, I think, as I understand, because see, obviously I don't have the contract, HAL has a contract. You should ask HAL this on one of your calls. They probably give you more data. But as I understood, with 83 aircrafts, contract is there with HAL. New orders, I think they're expecting, but I don't think any tender has also come. And I may be wrong, but this is my understanding.
Oh, okay. The other thing, means about disclosures, I just wanted to say that means orders, whatever orders we get during the quarter, if during the quarter we also announce them, because like other companies in the field are also announcing. So it gives more
clarity. I understand the question. Can you come again, a bit louder, please? I don't understand the question.
No, means I was telling that whatever orders we get during the quarter, if it is informed to the market, like other companies are also doing.
Okay. But we are actually thinking that maybe end of quarter anyway, as part of the board meeting, it is announced as one shot. It's what we think. One or two have been announced like that. I don't know if that is a mass requirement. We can also do that. But we're not thinking of doing that. Because orders keep coming every week, 2 weeks, something or other keeps coming. And we don't want to make unnecessary announcement in this exchange. It's what we're thinking. I don't know if orders you think that is essential, then we'll take a call internally, talk and discuss what is to be done.
And in the earnings presentation, major orders received is given as a list.
Yeah, in the presentations, it is given, right? But this is a three-month gap. So for investors, means all the companies in the same field and other fields, they are announcing periodically whenever they are getting the orders. For more,
we will look at it, and if it is required, then we will also try and do that.
Okay. Best of luck for the future. We hope all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I request all the participants to limit your questions to one per participant. Thank you. The next question is from the line of CA Garvit Goyal from Nvest Analyst. Please go ahead.
Hi. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Good morning, sir. Congrats for a good set of numbers. My question is on the QIP utilization. So we have started utilizing the QIP for newer products. So as far as I understand, we are investing for extended versions of the existing products only. So for example, let's say we have three products, product one, two, and three. So currently, what we are focusing is developing on product 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0. That is the newer products under the existing category. But considering a lot of technology focus of the defense industry and the changing army requirements in future, are we also focused on developing the completely newer products for our product basket, like product number four, five, six, and so on? So that is my first question, sir.
Okay. We are not doing incremental design on old products. We're not doing an upgrade on old products. We are doing whatever you want me to do, doing four, five, six. That is what we're doing. We're doing it. See, what happens is competencies, technologies being common, building blocks being common. It is redesigned to build a completely different product, a different animal with enormous capabilities, really world-class. We are building world-class systems. We are not doing incremental design changes. That is why a fair amount of money is taken from the market. And this is going to complete qualifications, etc. So new products are being done for all three services. Yes.
I was asking from the technology point of view. Like we are having one technology, right? So are we also focusing on bringing up the newer technology so that we can further expand our portfolio?
See, as a design center, we continuously work with contemporary technologies. So whatever products you're designing today will be world-class in terms of technology, component, design, everything will be world-class. It will be contemporary technology. It's not the old technology being put in a new bottle. No.
Understood. And sir, are we still on the guidance of 25% growth in revenues and 30% growth in bottom line?
As of this year, yes.
No, our guidance is 20-25%. It is not 25%. We have given a top-line growth guidance of 20-25%, which we are largely on target. And as regards bottom line.
25%, sir. In the earlier con calls, it was 25%, sir.
Okay, whatever. We are in line with that. I don't think there's any drastic change. We have a lot of orders you can execute. It depends on what mix is going to get done in the next 2 months is based on customer requirements and how they want to really pick up the contracts. We are in line with guidance.
Understood. And lastly, on the export side, we are iterating that the big export orders are expected. So can you put some more color, like the timelines by which we are going to expect them?
No, I never said we are expecting big exports. I don't think I've been missed. It's a miscommunication that has happened. We are very small in exports today. We have an order book of probably, I don't know, about 80, 90, 100 crores of export orders, right? Around that much, we have export orders, which probably will export most of it, can get executed next year. But that is, in our mind, is not very large. So what we're saying is we're going to see the exports to ensure that can be a substantive kind of business, 4-5 years down the line. So that is what we need to do. Because the competence is being so heavy, I think we should address the global markets is what we believe. So, but the opportunities here are real. So we will focus our capacity to addressing these markets. See the export markets as we go along. So because it takes enormous time to convert markets, get their acceptance, etc. in the export business, in civil. So we will do that over a period of time is what I'm saying.
Understood, sir. Understood. That's it from my side, sir. All the best for the future.
Thank you
very much. As there are no further questions, I will now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you, everybody, for participating in this earnings call. The only one thing I'd like to leave behind is we have been giving guidance and going consistently as per guidance. The important thing is we have visibility because order book was talked quite a lot. We expect some contracts to happen in the next 2 quarters, which will keep in line with whatever estimates we've been giving you in terms of guidance. But more importantly, when we went for QAB itself, we said that we need to scale the company. If you want to do 2,000 crore scaling, we need to have addressable market. And that means that we need to have products which can address the market. One other thing is to go to make two and tender programs and try to see win or lose the tender. But that is going to be not very predictable business. So we said, let us get into predictable business by building product ahead of requirement, knowing that the requirement is there, and positioning the products so that we get that addressable market converted. This is the idea with which we're doing on very deep tech development is what we're doing today. And we've increased our manpower, our infrastructure to this. The CapEx is going to come is also to ensure that these products which we're designing now, there's a manufacturing infrastructure created in parallel. So all this we're doing in the next 2 years time and the product development is online. So the main thing is we have not looked at our earlier days, it's not a quarter-to-quarter kind of a business. Our business is more longer-term. Though we manage a reasonable quarter-to-quarter delivery today because of online order books and, the capability has been built up, the focus is going to be on next 5 years, what we want to do. And the idea is to build a sizable business, which is sustainable business on the next 5 years, 10 years horizon. So we just started on the bottom of the curve now. We expect a lot more to happen as we go along. And that is what the company is working for. Thank you very much. And if you have any further questions, kindly send it to Go India Advisors and we will answer them gladly. Thanks a lot, everybody, for joining the call.
On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.